Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's that time again for Successapies. We've got your recipe for success in business and living, and I'm your host, Lori Wilk. It's great to be with you. We are live today. I want to thank Starbucks for my coffee. You know, I'm definitely a fan there. Our show today, we are going to be live, and we are going to be accepting your call. So I'm very excited. For those of you that want to talk to me and my guests, the number here is 347-237-5638. And our show tonight, we have Joe Petrosky, who is a medical intuitive. He's an energy healer, and he's just got such an amazing background and things to share with our audience. So thank you for joining us, Joe.
Well, thank you. I appreciate this. This is becoming a very nice series.
Yeah, in fact, your being on our show this evening is so popular that we have people lining up that are ready to speak to you. So our phone lines are they're jamming up with callers. And just for the folks who've not heard about you before, can you at least share with them who you are and what you do?
Sure. My name is Joseph Petrosky, and my email is joseph@truefreedomu. And I'm a medical intuitive and peak performance coach, and what I specialize is I can instantly eliminate the pains, the illnesses, and the blocks that people have. I can look in, I can see, feel, and hear a client's body, and in a very, very short time, we can actually give them much better and quicker performance than the typical training and coaching session. The personal trainers and coaches that I've worked with, you know, say that what I can accomplish in a week or two is something that typically takes 2 to 6 months.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, let's bring our first caller on the air. So I'm very excited about this. Hi, it's Lori, and you're on the air with Lori and Joe. Who am I speaking to? I'm waiting for caller to come on. Hello.
Is it me?
Lori, and you're on the air. 305 area code.
Yes, it's Bruce. Hi, I'm wanting to learn more about your guest tonight.
Okay, do you have a question for our guest, Joe? Would you like to ask him a question?
Yes, I'd like to ask, can I ask about my wife? Is that possible? Can I ask to see if he can see how, with the work that he does?
I don't know, you're going to ask Joe. Ask Joe what your question is and what he would have to guide you with.
Well, my wife is right here next to me, so I'm going to put her on the phone. So here she is. Her name is Lauren.
Okay.
Hi, Joe.
Hello there. What was your name again, please?
Lauren.
Lauren, okay. Well, what kind of questions do you have today?
Well, I'm that's what my husband just handed me the phone. He said you're a healer. And are you kind of healer, are you?
Yes, I am a healing facilitator, and I've trained with Shaolin, and I've sat with Native Americans, and so I've had my own profound healing techniques that I use. So I don't. Somebody's got a radio that's on in the background. It's kind of loud.
I'm hearing it. I know it's not us.
Let me see. Yeah, no, we're definitely in a public. You know, we seem to be doing these shows in public places, so it is kind of limiting. Maybe I can make this phone a little bit lower so that you won't hear it so loud. Hang on.
Okay.
I don't think anywhere I can go will get away from it. But let me see. I'll make this a little lower.
What kind of questions do you have, Lauren?
Well, I have been having a challenge with my hip area, groin. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but this has been going on progressively for about, I'd say, 5 years. And now I'm past the pain level, as I thought, but it's still, it's like, it gives me this limp and it gives me a lot of, I'm very restricted. And I really don't know what it is with that.
Okay, things like that we typically look at, and when we work on it, we can eliminate the pain, we can increase the range of motion, and it can go quite quickly. And I don't like to generalize too much, but the hip basically is the part of the body that basically takes all of the things that we think, feel, and believe and puts them into motion. And and it's really distracting. This radio is really loud.
I'm trying to tune it out. I'm listening to you. I'm tuning it out. Okay.
Okay,
Joe, continue.
Any better? Is that any better?
Is a little bit better, yes. And so, Lauren, take a couple really deep breaths. Okay, and Okay. And in what? Yeah. And when does it typically, you know, give you problems the worst?
The worst was when I was living on an island. I left the island, and it was pretty devastating leaving there. And it was almost like a stuck feeling, like what it manifested to be. And it's, like I was.
Okay.
Yeah, it's being with us being on radio. I guess we have got, you know, it's crazy because the not only do the phone lines line all up, then when you're doing your work, it's kind of quiet, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and it's necessary to have, you know, a quiet way to actually sit and work. And so, when we do the energy work, basically what ends up happening is there's six different major energies that we look at. It's the you know, Lori, could you put your phone on mute until I'm done talking? Because this isn't working.
Let me see if I can do that. Kind of crazy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is So as I was talking about, we have six different six basic energies. Lori, we need to put your phone on mute.
Nothing I can really do with this because we're in a, like I said, this for whatever reason their level of the sound here is so big. But go ahead, just talk over it. So I'll try to see if I can do it.
Well, what happens is I need to be able to concentrate, and when I, as I go quieter, as I try and talk, the music seems to get louder, and so it's really unfair. It's unfair to all the people that have dialed in.
Right.
So I apologize to you people. I wouldn't have ever expected to have this kind of interference with this.
No.
So, you know, and hearing the people in the background talk. But, Lauren, you know, I guess what you can do, Lauren, is since we're having such a bad connection, what I'd like you to do is if you can email me at joseph@truefreedomandtheletteru, we can arrange, I can get your phone number then in a private manner, and we can actually have a free half-hour consultation, because I appreciate you calling in, but it's not fair to you to...
absolutely,
to, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. I apologize for that with all the noise here. This is just nuts. I think we're just going to have conversation with people and do the best that we can, because I didn't expect them their environment to be this big. From 95. Do we have Lauren on the line?
Yes, I'm came back.
Oh, okay. And
I did come back on. I heard
in this
Joe.
Environment. Yeah, there's nothing we can really do because we're broadcasting in a live public place and they're. Their sound is just so loud, but we can have general conversation. I mean, it's really all we can do and talk about the, you know, the concept of what Joseph does. And he offered that you would send him an email so that he can get in touch with you.
Okay.
Can help
can
you
I
on
get that.
That
email again?
Yes.
Joseph.
Sure.
What was it?
Okay.
It is Joseph.
Joseph.
At,
yes.
Yes. At True. TrueFreedomAndTheLetterU.com.
TrueFreedomAndTheLetterU.com. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. Yeah. I will definitely email you and we'll see what we can do. Thank you so much. I totally understand
Lauren, thank
that.
You so much for calling in. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good show.
Thank you. What we're going to do, Joseph, is I'm going to let this other person say hello to you, and even though we have too much noise, and I know that you won't be able to really do any of the healing, but at least we can talk to some people, and I want you to know that there's people that want to talk to you, so let's do that, if that's okay, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Hello.
Hi.
You're on the air. My name is
Erna.
Okay.
And, hi, I would like to speak to you, Joseph.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You want to ask some questions about your health and wellness or things? Have Joseph explain a little bit about what he does?
Yes.
Because we're in a very noisy place, so he's having a very hard time being able to really help anybody, but at least we're going to have a conversation.
Yes, I have an eye disease. It's called wet macular. It's called macular, or AMD. That's age related macular degeneration. And I have the progressive type, which is called wet macular. I also have cataracts in both my eyes. And beside that, I have, in layman's term, it's like a freckle in the eye, and they have to monitor it to make sure that it doesn't get raised or grow, and it could become cancerous if that were the case. So three separate problems with my eyes that are monitored closely by an eye oncologist, a retina specialist as well. And I wanted to ask you, Joseph, if there is any way that you can help me with my medical problems.
Okay. And, you know, I don't know if you had heard it before. If you can write this down, I can give you my email address, because right now, you know, I'm a extra sensitive individual, and with the people talking in the background and the music in the background, I can't concentrate, and I am so sorry that this is turning out this way. And I'll give you my email address.
Okay.
Joseph. It's Joseph.
Yes.
True. Freedom. And the letter U.com, and you can give me a call or send me an email with your phone number, and I will connect you with you, and I will be able to consult with you then and be able to give you a better answer, because it takes me a moment or two to, you know, just get comfortable to really connect with people. And with this, it's just really, you know, actually right now has been the first time that it's gotten quiet. If it stays this way, I can look into it. So
good.
With the eyes, you know, the symptoms that you're having that are most, you know, disturbing, what are the symptoms that are the worst for you?
Well, let's see. The symptoms are fluid collects in back of the retina and damages the retina, the eyesight gets worse, progressively worse, and at the moment, those are the symptoms,
the
leakage in back of the retina.
Okay, and you said this was associated with another illness, did you say?
No, it isn't. It's one of three medical problems that I have with my eyes. The second one, not related to this, is cataracts in both eyes. And, they're getting worse. And then the third is called nevus, and that's like a freckle in layman's terms in the eye. And they monitor that for size, and if it's rate gets raised at all instead of being flat like it is at the moment, then it could cause problems, cancer in the eye.
Okay. And so that freckle, is that something that they could actually, if you chose to have cataract surgery, could they remove the cataract and that freckle at the same time?
No, it's like a freckle on my skin, but this is in the eye. They cannot remove it. It's there,
okay,
and will remain there. And it's as I monitored for the growth, the millimeters that it is, and the location in the eye, and also if it changes size or shape.
then it will be a great concern.
Okay, but it's actually stayed the same for quite some time, hasn't it?
Well, pretty much, yes. Yes,
yeah.
It has.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the right eye. Yes, it has.
Yeah.
And so that's my third medical problem with my eyes.
Okay.
And
yeah,
I don't really, that's all I know about it. I don't know if anything else is going on in
well,
my body.
You know, yeah, it's been quite some time, but in the early 2000s, I'd worked on three different people that had the cataracts, and we were able to significantly decrease the block view from the cataracts. We were able
uh-huh.
to one person, it was almost to the point where the cataracts were almost completely gone. The other two people were able to continue reading and driving without absolutely any problem whatsoever when both of them couldn't. But to work on the cataracts, that would take, I like to make an hour appointment for something like that to work on it. But trying to look to see what kind of information that I can give you and I can give the other people that are listening to benefit with it. And I'm really, like I said before, I'm very hesitant to give generalities. When I was talking with Lauren, we talked about the hip being the juncture between thinking, everything that we think and feel, and putting it into action. The eyes, of course, a lot of, what we have is we want to look at the symbolically, what things haven't we wanted to see or that we've had to see. And with yourself, there's a lot of things that you had to see that you didn't want to see. And so we would look at that thing and kind of clear that kind of energy. And when we do, it actually can make a significant change. And so we could take some more time here, and I'll take a couple minutes to see if, as we're looking, take a look and see with your eyes individually what it looks like, and we'll see if we can make any kind of an impact in a few minutes here. Because
okay.
sometimes it'll go quite nicely. And
okay.
What we can do too is, Lori, if we can possibly keep this call on hold or in the bank and come back to it. I can work on this, and then we can possibly answer another question as well, as long as that music doesn't come back.
If I stay where I'm at, we can avoid the music.
Okay.
Also, about a year ago, I fell over a protrusion in the ground at the airport, not here in Atlanta airport, and fell on my face. And so I've had discoloration on my face. I've had different eruptions of, just things that are on my face that ordinarily would not have been there. What kind of internal injuries I could have had from that fall. It was a very, very bad fall at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
It knocked a lot of my teeth out of my mouth, threw the gums. I had surgery on my face at that point. And so I have concerns about what's going on in my system.
Okay. And those kinds of things, what I can do is I can look to see the energy of a situation. But if I tell people that if they do have, medical issues and they want medical clearing, that they can, go to the doctor to get the medical clearing. When I look at the energies, it seems as though that you've done well with recovering from it. There's one place in the center of the forehead where there's still vibration from that. And what ends up happening is it's like when we get hit very hard, it's almost like an apple. And so what happens is once an apple gets hit, instead of it being nice, plump, and round, it becomes a flattened part. And so whether or not anything is flattened, that's the energy, that is happening. And
uh-huh.
so what we want to be able to do is we want to be able to restore that energy. We want to be able to restore that flow. Because when we don't have that continuous flow, it actually inhibits the joy. And that, when I look at it, I mean, because of everything that you've gone through, there's a couple things. I mean, just very, very simple. If you liked I would encourage you to put on a pair of headphones and sit someplace where there's some really, really good music, and just do that two or three times a week for 20 minutes to, you know, a half an hour, and just really allow yourself to relax and vibrate, because the music will actually help you to bring some of that good vibration back, because there's definitely a trauma that's there. There's definitely a trauma. And what I would do is I would work on the head trauma. I would work with the eyes separately. And what I see is the macular degeneration. I see that. And then I see the cataracts, and we can work on both of those two. The freckle, I'm not concerned about, and like you had confirmed, it hasn't been, you know, something that's there. So that's what I would look at. And like I said, you know, if you want to hang on the line, I can pay attention to that, and then we can take another call and see what other people have questions.
I would appreciate that so much.
Sure. And I'll come back and we'll see.
If I go move over to this computer, we're going to hear the music. But let me just see if the phone line goes. So just bear with me here on the sound, because it's probably going to be – we're probably going to get into some noise here. But let me take a look and see what's going on here with our phone callers. For those people that are just tuning in, we are and we do have our phone lines really lit up here. We have been speaking with Joe Petrosky, who is a medical intuitive, and he's a healer. And I have really enjoyed listening to people who've called in on previous shows who have given testimonials about his work. And I'm going to move us back into a more quiet place again so we can talk. What I so enjoyed the story. If you were not on our show last week, we were talking to an airline pilot who was grounded by the FAA because he had a torn meniscus, which, for those of you who don't know, surgery is really what's got to happen there. And nowadays they do this orthoscopic surgery. So what happened with him is he went to Joe, and Joe was able to help him to the point where he did not have to have surgery. So you're really having a great opportunity to listen to somebody who's amazing, who's very gifted and talented, who his life was spared. And it's 15 years or more, Joe, that you were so deathly ill before you got involved in this. How long ago was it?
I actually recovered in 2001. In August of 2001 is when I had become well for the first time, in many, many years. I was on oxygen for almost 2 years. I was completely disabled by Social Security for 3.5 years, and it was a very, very horrible existence. I watched myself wither and die in front of my own eyes, and in fact, my daughter did not even know me healthy until she was 5.5 years old. And so I've talked in the past about the fact on my website and on my Facebook with my arms up in the air, that was from the celebration that she instigated with me when we would be able to come out of a store or the library and I wouldn't need to use my oxygen. She would, "Daddy, Daddy, no oxygen." And she'd throw her little arms up in the air and we'd high five. And so I keep that as a memory of how things were and how things can be. And it's my belief that we should be able to live that kind of excited life, that kind of gratitude-filled life every day. And so that's what I try and help people with.
That's amazing. We also talk about peak performance and as it pertains to athletes. How do you work with the athletes? And can you give us an example?
Sure. You know, there's athletes basically hone in on their body very, very specifically. They work certain areas, they work on certain strengths, certain exercises, and they become very, very focused. And what ends up happening is the body basically becomes kind of a lack of communication, I guess, if you will. And so what ends up happening is there's a lot of very good attention, a lot of powerful progress made in certain areas. But then there's other parts of the body that just haven't been listening and haven't come on board to that. And we all have this to a degree, whether, you know, it's physical issues, emotional issues, spiritual issues, financial issues, we can get discombobulated. And so when I sit with an athlete, in the very first few moments I sit and I look and I can feel those energies that are off, And as I pay attention to them, there's a couple of suggestions that I'll make. And instantaneously, when I do this, people can increase their vertical jump. They can increase their amount of weights that they're lifting. And we, you know, the serious weightlifters will know the stats on this. To increase a person's weightlifting by 12% on their max and make that be their standard is a really significant progress. And so we've done that in the past. And one of the nicest things one of the trainers had said to me is, he says, not only do I have 12 very, very good athletes now, he says, I have 12 incredible men. Because when I help these people to fine-tune their performance, there's no way to do it without actually fine-tuning the person as well. And so the person becomes truer to themselves, and they actually just become happier, they become more productive, and they just are in more alignment with their truth, so they become better people. And it's amazing to watch the progress, and it's a lot of fun. And it's the same thing that I'm doing with this woman here. As I'm talking to you, I'm still looking at her body. I'm still feeling what's going on inside the energy of the body. And as I'm paying attention to it, we're hoping that there's significant changes. And with the athletes, I'll look at them and I'll talk with them. And sometimes there's previous injuries that have, you know, hampered them. Sometimes there's, you know, failures that they had on the field, the performance that has hampered them. And sometimes it's a past emotional issues. And one of the fellows that I worked with, for example, we worked, and then after we were done, one of the very first things that he tested on was his vertical jump, and his vertical jump had increased 4 inches after we worked together. And so anybody that knows it, it's like to increase your absolute max vertical jump in 4 inches in a matter of minutes is pretty significant. So.
Almost people would say almost impossible if they were when they were trying to rate how that's unbelievable. That's just so unbelievable. You're amazing.
Well, and that's the thing, you know. Well, what it is our energy is amazing. Our energy is amazing, and we are not taught how to tap into it. There's a great movie out there called The Cure Is, and it talks about the fact that our energy and the way we perceive the environment basically affects us either in good ways or bad ways. But nobody ever taught us how to think constructively. And even when we do, we are comparing it. We're being polar. We're either looking at things as either good or bad. And mm-hmm. when we look at energy, we can't have that judgment. We can't have mm-hmm. anything that's good or bad. We simply have to pay attention to the energy and allow it to happen. And as we do, then things miraculously change. And so it's simply the energy. And in quantum physics, they call what I do the observer effect. And as I observe the person, it changes. But I have to be absolutely completely free of judgment. I have to be completely free of judgment. I have to come with basic, simple love and no fear. And so simultaneously, it's the easiest thing I've ever done, but it is also the most difficult. Because when you have somebody that shows with an illness or a problem, you, especially if it's a little child, we can't take it personal and we can't get invested in it. We have to be completely objective and look at it. And then when we do, yes, the miraculous does happen. And it's very, very nice to be able to see these athletes that have strived and strived and strived, and all of a sudden, bam, their performance just goes through the roof. It was really neat. We had worked one time, there was 3 athletes that had gotten turned down by all of the colleges that they went to, all of them. And so each of these 3 eventually went to the colleges that they wanted to, and they walked on, and each and every single one of them that was turned down, one was even told by the coach that he would never make the practice squad, they all got starting positions. And
amazing.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
So, as we come
to the end of our show, which I really hate, and please don't go off the line here, please let the folks have your website and contact information so that they can get in touch with you, because I'm sure there's many of our listeners that would like to do that.
Sure. The website is truefreedomandtheletteru.com. And the website for athletes that's in process of being overhauled right now is paineliminated.com. And then my email is joseph@truefreedomandtheletteru.com.
Now, you are going to teach a course on this coming up. Can you just give us the real brief information on that?
Yes, it's going to be held in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, and it is February 27th and 28th, and it will be from 9:30 in the morning on Saturday till 5, and then 10 to 5 on Sunday, and I will teach the basics of this, and it's very, very powerful. The basics of this can actually help people eliminate migraines, eliminate knee pains, back pains, allergy symptoms, and people will learn, they'll be able to learn to feel their healing energy, and they'll be able to learn to see when it's incongruent, and they'll be able to make changes in their own body, but they'll also be able to help friends, families, colleagues, even clients, where they'll be able to pay attention to the energy, and they'll be able to make shifts on the spot that will actually eliminate these things. It'll eliminate the pains, it'll eliminate the symptoms and such like that, because nobody manages anything. People say, oh, I manage my pain or I manage my allergies, and it's just like, no, you don't. They have power over you. So we want to eliminate them, and that's what we do, is we learn how to eliminate the obstacles in our life so we can have profound healing, so we can have health and freedom and ease.
I love it.
So they could email me about it.
Yes. And until we get together again on the air, listeners, be healthy and be safe, and goodbye for now. We're going to end the live broadcast, and I'm going to keep you. Do you want me to have is it easier to have the guest just call you directly on the number? Should I do that? So you can have quiet?
Yeah, you can go to them and give the number, and then I'll sit here and wait
I'll do that, and then I'll have them give you a call. Folks, it's been so great. Okay. I'll call the guest back, and Joseph, thank you, and we'll look forward to your show again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.